Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hello, and welcome back to the What We Said podcast. We are your hosts with the mosts. I'm Chelsea.
And I'm JC.
Hey, guys. We want to remind you before we do anything else to buy our merch because it's really cute. It went up 2 weeks ago when you're hearing this. We have towels, you guys. We got beach towels. We got shirts. We got really cute What We Said Summer Rules shirts. We got matching phone cases. The phone cases are super cute. The link is in our description if you want to go shoppy shop. If you want to go retail therapy, have some retail therapy.
Yes. The pink and blue shirts are really an iconic moment. They're filled with all of our inside jokes. Mm-hmm. And like, you know, you guys will get it, especially if you're, you know, VVG. What's the word I'm looking for?
We're hoping you're
OG VVG. Basically, if you're a Valley girl, you will get it. Okay.
Yes. Our toxic trait is making merch so cute you can't resist.
Exactly.
And that leads us to the title of today's episode, or the title, the theme, the thing. We are talking about our most toxic traits in a lighthearted way. Not actually like toxic, we're manipulating and gaslighting people. Toxic as in,
you know, light in a lighthearted sense. We had you guys write in your toxic traits, and we weren't positive if we could make a whole episode out of this. But we're like, let's see what people say. And they were so good. And we're like, we could talk about these for hours. There were so many submissions. So we're going to have a party today and chat all about.
And you're not invited.
All of our very toxic traits. But first, we have a few things to discuss. Number one, I saw that you watched The Summer I Turned Pretty.
Yes, I did.
How'd you like it?
It was good. It was sad.
Yeah. It was horribly sad. Spoilers ahead, so maybe like fast forward if you haven't seen it. We're not going to do like a full recap or something. I just wanted to get your thoughts kind of. But
yeah,
it's so ironic because I did not think it was going to be sad. And remember I said that on the podcast?
You're like, hope it doesn't end sad.
Yeah, I said, hope it doesn't take a sad turn or something. It was literally, I was sobbing in the last episode. I'm like, why? And now I'm scared for season two a little bit.
I know.
Because I feel like it's just going to be sad.
It's going to be very sad, I feel like.
But anyway, I thought it was Conrad, duh.
You are?
Of course.
Conrad, really? That's a of course? I feel like I've only seen like Jeremiah.
Really?
Yeah.
No, of course not.
Why are you team Conrad?
Like, I caught feelings for him.
I'm like,
he's everything. But I think why is because, I mean, this is just the way they made it seem. It seems like him and Belly are like soulmates.
Yeah.
Like they're just meant to be. And her and Jeremiah, it's more like, oh, I'm like settling for this. Again, I loved his character. I thought he was like so adorable and
so endearing.
But I'm just like, but they're not like in love. They're just like messing around as teens. I feel like there's just always been this like special connection between her and Conrad. So it has to be him.
Yeah, I agree. I was going to say at the beginning, the first couple episodes, I'm like, why is Conrad being like that? He's like being so weird and annoying. Like before I understood why he was being the way he was.
Right.
And I was like, why are people even saying Team Connor or Team Jeremiah? It's obviously Jeremiah. He's like so fun, so, cute, so nice. Like, obviously he's obsessed with her. But then like the last couple episodes, I'm like, oh, he's pulling at my heartstrings.
Same.
He's being sweet.
And when they kissed at the end, I'm like, like this. You obviously wait the whole freaking thing for that. Did you feel a little bit weird knowing that they were like so young?
Yes.
There was like a part of me where I'm like, Team Conrad. And I'm like, they're literally 16. I'm like feeling weird almost. I know. I'm like, kiss. I'm like, I'm literally a creep.
I know.
I was like feeling weird about it, even though they're actually older, I think.
Yeah, I was going to say, I bet the actors are literally like 27.
Yeah.
It wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah. Anyway, I thought it was so cute.
Yeah.
And it sweet. So it was a good, like, it was a good watch. I didn't regret. Sometimes when I watch a whole show, I'm like, I wasted my time a little bit, but I felt like it was entertaining. It had all of the different elements of a good show.
Yes, so I liked it. I like a little cheese in there. I like a little corn.
Yeah.
You know, that some really cheesy lines are like, couple episodes when they're crying and stuff, like, was such good acting.
It was good acting. I'll tell you what wasn't good acting.
What? The dad?
The dad and the mom. The mom was not good.
Which mom?
The blonde mom was not good.
Oh, yeah.
She was not good. I'm sorry. I'm like, not making me even believe what you're, like, you're not, something about this is not right.
Yeah, the other mom was a fantastic actress.
Yeah, she was better.
And Belly was a great actress.
Belly was awesome. I thought all of the, I actually honestly, thought
I'm
all the
team
kids.
Steven. I'm Team Steven the most.
Honestly, wait, is that his name?
Steven?
Steven. I thought it was Cameron or something.
Oh, no, that's the first guy. Steven's the brother. Cam is the first guy.
Oh, yes. I was obsessed with Steven and his girlfriend.
Yeah.
They were so cute.
So cute. I'm Team Steven.
I'm also like Team Cam Cameron, though. He was so sweet and cute.
And like when she basically broke up with him, he was just like, I know.
I know.
Stand a king.
Yeah. Anyway, great show. Go ahead and watch it. It's a good, like, didn't it give you fun, like, summer feelings?
Yes.
Nostalgic.
It made me want to wear overalls.
Okay. Love that. That's probably why you're in your painting era.
Yes. Well, I had like the painting stuff before. And then when I watched it, I think I was like, I'm going to paint today. Because I kept putting it off. I'm like, it was so annoying.
Yeah.
And then I was in my Picasso era.
Your nails are very cute, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
My first
They're
time
like
seeing
my
them
favorite
in
ones. Yeah.
They're really fun. Did you have like inspo for them or you just did that random?
I found some that looked very similar on Pinterest, I think. Heavy Manners, the Heavy Manner Girls.
Okay. She always got the good nails.
Yes. I find them on Pinterest and then I'll look at the rings. I'm like, that's her.
Yeah.
What's her name?
Hot Stuff Little Devil.
That's what I was going to say.
That's all I know, Ryan.
If you want me to know your first name, you have to make it your Instagram handle.
Totally.
Otherwise, I'm going to call you by that.
I know.
I'm gonna call you by my name.
Even Gay Man with Spray Tan, I'm like,
sorry.
That's your name.
Yeah.
Sorry, you're not Colt anymore.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, guys, thank you for all the love on our Kardashian episode. That was so fun.
Mm-hmm.
It was last week. If you guys are Kardashian fans, you got to go listen. It was really fun. We did a deep dive.
A deep, deep dive.
Anyway.
You guys. Oh, sorry.
No, we got some life updates.
I did my homework. I came prepared. I have some life updates. They're short. They're sweet.
But let's hear them.
I realized that. Last week, we didn't really have life updates because we had Colt on.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. We didn't at all.
So we got some time to catch up on, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. First of all, I already told Jace this a little bit, but I'm going to tell all of you guys, okay? All of you. I went to SoulCycle by myself. I was like, okay, I had this feeling Tuesday. I've been talking on the podcast. I'm like, oh, this has been kind of like a hard journey, just like getting back into working out. And I was like, I'm just going to do it. Okay. I'm sick of this. And so I went to SoulCycle. Have you ever been to a SoulCycle or a cycling class? But I would say the other cycling classes I've been to aren't the same as SoulCycle. SoulCycles, I feel like on another level.
It's a different breed for sure.
So I went. If you've been, you know what I'm about to say, but it was literally insane. Like I have never felt that kind of pain in my legs. And also my heart was about to explode. Like I literally had to slow down thinking my heart was going to literally jump out of my chest. They were going so fast. The girl, it was like a rave.
They're like, turn it up!
Yeah, and you're like, literally screaming. The music is so loud. My ears were ringing afterwards. And my heart was racing. I'm just like, okay, I'm about to have like a freaking anxiety attack in here. But she's also screaming. She's like jumping up and down. She's whipping her ponytail around. I'm like, how do you have this much energy? It's like 5:30 p.m. But I'm just going my pace. Like
those SoulCycle instructors
are a different breed.
Are built different.
They're unhinged.
Something about them.
She was ripped too. Like her abs and like her arms. I'm like, girl, how are you doing this? She's like going like quadruple the pace everyone else's.
Whenever they like tell me to turn up, I turn it down. That's my toxic trait. Like, put up the, what is it, yes, resistance?
I'm
like,
I literally pretend. Yeah. I know. I was in like the second row. Obviously, I wasn't going to be in the first row because they literally say, if you're in the first row, you have to keep up with the pace because you're bringing the energy down.
No.
And I was in the second row and I'm like, okay, I'm going half the pace. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
not going, but. Mm-hmm. And she starts screaming at everybody. She's like, this is your moment. Then we're going up the hill. And I'm like, okay, we're going up the hill. And again, music's blasting. Lights are flashing. I'm like, I'm in a club. I've never been to a club, but I feel like this is what it would be like. And she's screaming. And somebody in front of me is ripping the fattest farts. It smelled horrible. It literally smelled horrible. And I'm like, this should literally, you're going to jail, sir. That's
illegal. Like,
I'm calling the cops. You're going to jail.
Prison time.
And I knew exactly who it was. I'm sorry to judge, but I knew who it was.
There was no mistake. And I know it was a man.
It was for sure a man. And I'm just like, dude, really? Hold on. What did you eat before this? Literally beans or something. But anyways, so add that onto my racing heart. My freaking legs are about to, I thought, also, mine was so low. My legs could spin so fast.
That's worse, Chelsea.
Start going, you got to turn it up. Out of control. I almost fell off my bike. It was just, it was a lot. But also, I got choked up like 3 times. She was like, look at your body and thank your body for what it's done for you. And I'm literally like, there's literally tears in my eyes. And I'm like, oh my gosh, like my soul is connecting with my legs right now. My thighs are like speaking to me. She's like, we're at the top of the hill. You did it. Say high five. Like high five your partner. Say good job. Don't bring the energy down. I'm like, I don't. Okay. I, this is not my thing, but good job. And yeah, anyways, afterwards, I was like, that was great. But I literally was walking like a freaking baby giraffe afterwards because my legs were so shaky.
Were you sore the next day?
Not the next day, but the day after.
Okay. I was going to ask. I was going to say, wait, can we go tomorrow?
Yeah, I'm down.
I want to. I wanted to do a workout tomorrow, but I didn't know which one what class I wanted to go to.
Yeah, we should go.
But I haven't been cycling in maybe 3 years, so I'm terrified.
Yeah, I'm also terrified. And I went last 2 years.
Yeah. Okay, well, let's go. I'm down. I'm ready. Okay, well, as far as life updates go, it's been the most important update is that it's been 6 months since my chin surgery, which is so wild. Like, time just really flies. I got it at the end of January. It's the end of July. And wait, that's 6 months, right? I'm like, Is that five? Okay. Mm-hmm. And it has just healed so much. And like, I feel so much more normal, which is exactly what they say. Like, I truly do feel like it has taken 6 months for me to feel basically completely normal. And I bet after a year, I'll be even more like just feeling so normal. The only thing that feels a little funky is like sometimes if I touch it still, I'm like, that's a little weird. Like,
yeah,
it doesn't annoy me on a daily basis, but like if I touch it, it's almost this little numb feeling. But anyway, I like love the results. So happy I did it. And yeah, it's just crazy that it's been that long. I don't know. I mean, I'm still in my chinfluencer era, but
it's looking snatched as hell.
Thank you. Thank you. Chelsea was like, I was going to comment on your TikTok, but I didn't want it to come across. Like, I don't want people to take it the wrong way. Yeah. I was going to comment because I showed the 6 month results. I'm sorry for ever telling you that you're perfect the way you were. I'm like, honestly, that's how I know you're a true friend.
Literally, when you sent me the photo of the before and after, I was flabbergasted. Like, I've never been more confused because that is not what you looked like to me. I'm like, who is that? You have always looked this way to me.
No, a Furby. In my mind. A Furby. Like, I don't know how to articulate the fact that I looked like a Furby before.
Yeah.
When I had my old chin and I like lashes, I was a Furby. Do you understand? Do you understand what I'm saying? Or no?
Yes. I loved Furbies.
Something about me was very Furby-esque.
Mm-hmm.
But
you didn't look like that.
No. I was telling Chelsea, the photo that I used for the before and after truly is like the most unflattering photo that I have, but you know, it showcases the results very well. So that's why I've been using it. But yeah, from certain angles, you know, the chin was not chinning and now it is. And I love it. And I don't know.
The cheeks are cheeking as well.
The cheeks are cheeking. The buckle is buckling.
Yes. Well, the buckle has buckled its way out of here.
The buckle is gone. But you know what I want to say? I want to be like positive about this because I have gotten I'm so glad that I shared that I got my chin done and everything because it has shocked me just how nice and supportive everyone has been. Like, I rarely get anyone, you know, maybe that's just the time we're living in and it's more accepted and all of that. Everyone's just been so nice about it and they're just like hyping me up and being like, it looks so awesome. And I'm like, thank you for just being, I don't know, so supportive. Not that I don't, you know, necessarily need the validation. I'm not like, oh, that's why I shared. But I'm like, just so pleasantly surprised. Yes. So thank you, guys. Thank you, my queens out there, for just, you know, supporting the chin journey. It's been a journey.
We welcome the chin.
Yeah.
It's part of the, it's a VVG.
She is part of the clan for sure.
She's literally as old as Case. Because you got her like a week after, I feel like.
It was kind of the end of January-ish.
Yeah. Oh, the end of January.
So like a few weeks after him.
Because when you're like, oh, it's 6 months. I'm like, oh, almost like same as Case. They're the same age.
Yeah, we did. Remember, we gave birth at the same time. I birthed a snatched jawline.
Literally.
Yeah. So pretty crazy. Do you have anything else you wanted to share before we dive in?
I have a couple other like random things. They're like great.
They're like, oh, freaking fast forward.
It's so, you guys have to understand that like we have nowhere to go because half of you are like, I literally skipped the story episodes and half of you are like, I skipped, like, please stop talking about your life updates. So
yeah.
It's not that we're not, we don't hear you. We hear everything and we're.
You just got to do what feels right. That's what I've been saying. We got to just do what flows.
Yes.
And if it's, you know. Wait, now that you have rhinestones on your nails, do you kind of want to like pop them off?
Yes.
Like I'm having urges. I said I want to bite the cherry off.
Yes. I'm doing this constantly.
Like I kind of just want to crunch it off a little. Yeah.
I want to flick them off.
Yeah. But they're on their good.
They are on their good.
Ivy has secured the goods.
Yes.
Okay. Anyway, continue.
I saw this TikTok. And I just wanted to read it because, you know, just to make you guys think.
Mm-hmm. Love that.
Okay. It says, I posted on my Instagram story. It says, talking to my parents, but then remembering a TikTok that said our parents are experiencing and going through life for the first time as well.
Oh, and I've seen like, some TikToks like that.
When it really clicks that that's true, it literally makes me emo because I was thinking about how my mom will always be like, oh, I'm almost an empty nester. And she'll act like she's so sad about it. I'm like, Mom, come on. Like, you just expect like, well, yeah, that's because that's the age you're at, you know, right. That's the time of your life. But then you think about one day you'll be an empty nest and you'll be like, how did I get to this point in my life? And that is literally like what your parents are doing.
Like, and it's like their first time experiencing that.
Exactly. Yeah. Sometimes you think your parents are pros at this or like they've done it before for some reason. But like when it's like that song, I think Taylor Swift is like, you're getting older, but your parents are getting older too.
Yeah. It's
and
true.
It's just
I know
so
my
sad.
Dad always says he's like, parents are just people too.
Yeah.
Like they're literally just people learning and growing. And it's almost this other thing where we grew up in different generations than them, so we can't possibly understand each other fully. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. No. It's very interesting.
So just, you know, I think it's good to remember that perspective sometimes. Give your parents some slack.
For sure.
And I don't know.
I like that.
Be nice.
Okay, I have a few something quickly to share.
Okay.
I am currently in my wellness era, as I do every month or two, and then I fall off the routine as always.
Yeah.
But
as is life.
Yeah. Have you seen the TikTok that's like, F the drugs, F the whatever, like it starts today. And it's like me like once a month when I decide to get my life together.
Yeah.
Literally me.
That's like when I see a candid photo. She starts doing just.
She's like, anytime Bella Hadid posts, literally. She's like, F this. I'm changing my life. Like,
yeah.
But anyway, I have a new fascination with brown noise. Have you heard of this?
Yes. I've seen it all over TikTok. I've listened to it.
Yes. So I just randomly was like, hey, why not? At night, I went on Spotify. I don't know, maybe did the same thing. But I went on Spotify and just typed in brown noise.
Yeah. I think I did it on YouTube.
And then I just put the sleep timer on for like 30 minutes and play it next to my bed at night. I think they have, so I haven't done a ton of research, but like there's white noise, brown noise, and pink noise. I don't know the difference between all of them, honestly. I think they're kind of similar to each other, but you can obviously get a machine literally in your room that does that, which I think might be a vibe. But I just played on my phone on Spotify. Literally. Puts me to sleep.
Really?
In 2 seconds.
I didn't listen to it to fall asleep. I just listened to it. Like, I was so curious to know what it sounded like.
Well, people say that they listen to it while they, like, study or have to focus on things, too, because it just, like, kind of tunes everything out and, like, makes you focus. And with falling asleep, like, it is rare that I, like, that something like that works for me, where it's like, I'm always just like, yeah, no. I still, like, can't fall asleep super easily. I'm not joking. Like, I'm doing it every single night. I'm like, I don't understand, but somehow it just like kind of puts me in this trance and I'm asleep within 2 minutes.
Interesting. It's nuts. I'm going to try that instead. I have a white noise machine for Case that's on all the time. And now I can't go without white noise to sleep because I'm so used to it. And it really just
I think it's similar, honestly, but
it must be a different frequency
because I don't listen to anything at night. It's just silent. And I mean, we have a fan going. So anyway, that's been game changing. The second thing is I'm really trying to do meditations, but I'm like, I was going to just jump because have you heard a ton of people that I've been listening to lately? They like swear by Joe Dispenza's meditation.
I don't know who that is.
Joe Dispenza. He has written like tons of books and is just like very well known. And he has like a morning meditation or a 20-minute meditation that like literally so many people I know and like look up to do every day. They're like, oh, it's my non-negotiable. And my toxic traits, speaking of toxic traits, is just wanting to jump into the deep end immediately.
Yeah.
And I'm like, here's the thing. I am a novice with meditating. I've done it a few times, but never super consistently. So I'm not going to just jump into a 20-minute one.
Yeah.
So I've been doing, I have the Melissa Wood Health app and she has some guided meditations. I just love her. So I started today, literally today. So stay tuned. But I did a 5-minute meditation. Really enjoyed it. So I really am trying to do that every morning.
Nice.
Like even just 5 minutes.
Yeah.
I think that'll be really good for me. And
it's better to do it 5 minutes every single day than 20 minutes once a week.
Exactly. I think it's better to get into the habit and then I can extend, you know, I can push the time up as I get used to doing it, but I think it'll be good. So that's what I'm, you know, just in my wellness girly era.
Yeah. I love that for you. I feel like people say they're not good at meditation, but the point of meditation is when your thoughts go off to come back, like the coming back from getting off track is meditation, not just literally no thoughts, like bringing yourself back into awareness is the exercise itself. So you can't even really be that bad at meditating.
Yeah.
It's just whether or not
just even trying is, I think, a step in the right direction.
For sure.
Our next partner has a product that I use literally every day that I'm being, you know, on my game. And that's Athletic Greens. Athletic Greens is game changing, you guys. Basically, if you want better gut health, more energy, optimized immune system, you don't want to take a bunch of like pills or vitamins, and you want a supplement that actually tastes great, then check out Athletic Greens. Basically, it's one delicious scoop and you're absorbing 75 high quality vitamins, minerals, whole food sourced superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens to help you start your day right. This special blend of ingredients supports your gut health, your nervous system, your immune system, energy, recovery, focus, and aging. Literally everything you could ever want. It is just a little greens powder and you pour it in water, froth it up. I usually use a frother to mix it, or you can put it in a little water bottle and shake it up. And it just has like a very mild and tropical taste. It doesn't taste like vegetables, you know? So I really enjoy it.
It's cheaper than getting all the different supplements yourself, so you're investing in an all-in-one nutritional insurance. Athletic Greens was created when the founder experienced a ton of gut health issues and ended up on a complicated supplement routine to recover. It cost him like $100 a day. So Athletic Greens is your one-stop shop. Right now, it's time to reclaim your health and arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition. It's just one scoop and a cup of water every day. That's it. No need for a million different pills and supplements to look out for your health. To make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free one-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/whatwesaid. Again, that is athleticgreens.com/whatwesaid to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. Now we're going to have a word from one of our sponsors, Liquid IV. You guys, I owe Liquid IV a lot because I could not drink water when I was pregnant. I know that sounds crazy, but it literally made me so sick. I could not. All I wanted to do was chug water and I couldn't. Until one of my friends, I was on a trip and I was like, I cannot stay hydrated. I'm getting so frustrated and I miss water. She was like, you need to try Liquid IV. It will help you so much. So I started putting it in my water and it was a game changer. And I finally was able to literally be hydrated while I was growing a child. The hot summer months are definitely here and we need to be proactive about keeping our bodies fueled and hydrated. You have to make like hydrating a priority because otherwise, if you're like me, you go days without drinking water.
Mm-hmm.
So Liquid IV products taste great with 10 refreshing flavors like Concord Grape, Lemon Lime. Lemon Lime is my favorite. Pina Colada and Tropical Punch. Just sounds like summer, doesn't it?
Yes, you can use it first thing in the morning, before a workout, if you feel run down, if you just need some daily hydration maintenance or after a long night out, etc. It's nice because it's just like convenient packaging. You can throw it in water in 2 seconds. It's super, super easy. Also, Liquid IV in 16 ounces of water hydrates you 2 times faster and more efficiently than water alone, which is awesome. And it contains 5 essential vitamins, B3, B5, B6, B12, and vitamin C. It has 3 times the amount of electrolytes of traditional sports drinks, and it's made with premium ingredients. Also, for every purchase, they donate a serving to someone in need, which is awesome. To date, Liquid IV has donated over 24 million servings globally. So grab your Liquid IV in bulk nationwide at Costco, or you can get 25% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use code WHATWESAID at checkout. That's 25% off anything you order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code WHATWESAID at liquidiv.com. I have some toxic traits that I can tell you guys about.
Okay.
If you're interested. First of all, I asked Rachel what her toxic trait is. And she said that it's buying things for her and her future boyfriend to use, like a movie projector, a screen, a fire pit, and patio furniture, yeah. And never getting a boyfriend.
Yeah.
She's like, it's 2 years and I've lived in my place. And I'm like, okay. Like,
this is for me.
Yeah. But she's like, no, I'm utilizing the, you know, patio furniture, which we love. I asked Leif what he thought my toxic trait is. And he said that it's that I always think that I think I'm always right. But like I told him, it's like, that's just truth. You know, it's like, I don't think, okay, you guys, it's very taxing to like always be right, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so.
Must be.
It's just so, it like kind of is hard sometimes. And people act like it's just like this, you know, this little funny thing, this like quirk. And it's like, no, it's so annoying. Like
it's the cards I've been dealt with.
Exactly. But I think one of my toxic traits is thinking I'm legitimately a health and wellness queen after drinking 1 glass of water. Like In the morning when I drink a glass of water, if I've also gone on a walk, I am Melissa Wood Health.
If like, I drink water first thing in the morning.
Yeah.
Yeah. I am also Melissa Wood Health.
You know?
Yeah.
I am
at Chelsea Jade Health again.
Yes. I feel so like accomplished. It's like that TikTok sound. It's like Britney Spears. She's like, and I'm skinny as a needle. And yeah. It's like me after drinking 1 cup of warm lemon water. Like
literally.
That's me.
My toxic trait is saying what, even though I've completely heard and understood what someone said to me.
Interesting.
Mostly Nick.
What's like, the purpose?
Hey, no reason. Just
fun.
Something fun I do.
Okay.
I don't know why. But like Nick will always point it out because he'll be like, say something like, hey, can you go like grab me a burp cloth? I'm like, what? And it's like, I know he said that, but I'm like saying, it's like almost out of habit. I'm like, what? But I'm like going to go, I'm getting up to go do it. And he's like, what do you mean? Like you heard me. Or he'll be like, say something. And I'm like, oh, get you a burp cloth. He's like, well, you heard me. Why did you say what? I'm like,
that's funny.
I'm not quite sure. It's just a little fun thing
just
I do.
Just a fun quirk. We love a little quirk. Also for me is like interrupting or finishing someone's sentence. I've been trying to work on that specifically with podcasting because that's when I first noticed it. I'm like, I do not stop talking, number one. And I'll try, like someone will be talking and they can't think of a word. And I'm like, this. So now I try and just be quiet. Even just in regular conversation, if someone's like trying to come up with a word, I don't really like help unless it's been like a long silence and they're like, no, really, I don't
like,
have a
I
word.
I need help.
But other I than do that, all the time. I just try and like stop talking because I feel like I interrupt people constantly.
I do it all the time. I think I'm helping. I'm like, oh, yeah, this.
Yeah, yeah.
They're like, no,
they're
that's
like,
not
at
mean.
All.
Yeah.
My last toxic trait that I thought of like on the fly was doing the tongue out face. Like at this point, it's almost gone too far where it's like I do it when I'm sad, when I'm happy, when I'm excited, when I'm uncomfortable, when I'm crying. Like Leif will come in or something. If like I'm crying, I'll just be like, and you know, something that I think I've taken a little too far.
You can never take it too far. Not with that face.
Thank you.
Not now. We can start reading
your toxic trait,
but this is not really a toxic trait, but it's something else that I had on my life update thing that I was thinking about.
Okay.
I was at my brother's graduation a while ago, and as they were reading, like, their valedictorian or whatever, oh, this girl, she's been actually, like, at UCLA for the last year studying, researching biology for, like, infectious diseases, and she also, on the side, is on the rowing team, and she is working to be an astronaut. And I'm like, I literally turned to my mom. I'm like, I literally talk about the Kardashians for a living. And meanwhile, these people are literally like researching what, like the cure for cancer. The audacity.
It's very humbling. It's very humbling. Us like complaining about like scheduling for the podcast.
Yes.
Oh, it's so hard.
I know.
I know.
Okay. Here we go. Let's just fire these off, because most of these that I've read so far, I also have.
So relatable.
I think everyone has a crush on me. My teachers, any customer service, all my siblings, friends. That is relatable.
I've said that when I go into a store, I'm like, every guy's looking at me. They either like want to date me or they're a serial killer. Yeah. They want to kidnap me. Like, it's one of the two. Yes. There's never an in between. Spending $200 on groceries just to go to Chick-fil-A after.
So relatable.
That could not be more relatable.
I don't eat chicken. I'm vegan. Thinking everyone is mad at me when they act a little bit different or use a different tone. That is me. Actually, you know what's my toxic trait is I can never get off the phone without thinking I have to have an excuse to get off the phone.
What do you mean?
Like, oh, I gotta go because I gotta do this. When in reality, I could just say like, I gotta go. Every time I'm on the phone with people, like Abby the other day, I was on the phone with her and we were talking and the like conversation just kind of died. And she was like, okay, I'm gonna go. And I was like, at first I'm like, okay, is she literally mad at me?
You're like, for what?
Yeah. And then the next day I'm like, Abby, I very much appreciate that you just taught me something. I can just say, okay, I'm gonna go. And that's okay. I don't have to be like, oh, you know, the washer's running. I gotta
True. Thinking I'm horribly ugly 1 minute and then beautiful, hot, and gorgeous the next. Me.
That I need to buy a new outfit for every occasion. Mm-hmm. That is so relatable. Mm-hmm. You should get Nuuly. I'm not kidding. Nuuly is so good.
It is.
It really helps with that. Helps your bank account.
It truly does.
I see nothing wrong with Kim Kardashian. Honestly.
Me neither. Picking at my skin. True.
Being mad when people are late, but always being late myself. Here's the thing about me. If I say it's going to take 20 minutes, know that it's going to take 30 minutes. And know that I really intended on being there in 20 minutes. But for some reason, I've been trying to be like, okay, if I think it's going to be 15 minutes, I'm going to say 30 minutes. And still somehow I'll be like, okay, 30 minutes. I'll be there in 30 minutes. And still I'm like 35 minutes. And I'm like, what is happening?
I was going to say, we should not be talking about this on the podcast right now. I was literally about to be like, go into like a business meeting right now. I'm not kidding. Like, we should what?
Have a specific time?
Yes. I was thinking today, I was like, we should have a specific time. This is what I was going to talk about in the life update section too, but I kind of just, I didn't think about it at the time. I'm trying to get more of a schedule for my life in general because I've just been feeling the urge. Like, I'm like, every day is so different for me. I want to have things that are like consistent. And I was thinking on Wednesdays, we should plan our weeks around, okay, it's always going to be at this time.
Yeah.
And it needs to be like, it is at that time and we start podcasting pretty much immediately.
Right.
Because
away.
It's like, well, first of all, we talk for usually an hour before, which is fine. It's like, it's fun for us to catch up.
Yeah, we can take away my one adult interaction of the week.
No, but I'm just saying even if we do talk, that's maybe we can even schedule and be like, we'll probably talk for 30 minutes before. The ads will take this long and then we can get started. But I feel like it's always like, oh, let's meet at this time. And then whatever, we don't get started till like an hour and a half later. And then I'm trying to like go to bed earlier. So then I'm like, oh, great. Like, I don't want to rush this. And we need to plan everything accordingly.
Yeah. I always think it's Wednesdays at 6. And then I feel like I wait for you to say if you want to change it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But maybe I never just think thought of that it up as, in my head.
I'm going to say, I never think of it as 6. I think of it sometimes as 5, sometimes 6, sometimes 7. I feel like it's different every week.
Yeah. Well, it is. But I always think like, oh, if we don't talk about it, I'm like, oh, it's at 6.
Oh, really? I'll maybe we should just make it be at 6 then.
I'm down.
Whatever.
It's a good time for me.
Whatever works. But I was thinking about that today. I was like, we should be on more of like a schedule. But that's just something I'm trying to incorporate into my life in every area. Even with working out, I was like, how nice would it be to just have kind of a schedule?
Yeah.
Where it's like Monday, Wednesday, Friday, I go to this class or whatever it is. Like, my life is so random and quirky. No.
Yeah.
But it is. It does not follow any sort of schedule at all. And sometimes it starts to like stress me out a little bit. You know, it's summertime. And one of my favorite summertime experiences is having like a little backyard hang. Like a summer backyard hang. Do I have a backyard? Kind of. It doesn't have any furniture though, which Leif and I have been like, we need to get a grill out there and some stuff so we can like have people over and we can have some food out there and then, you know, get a table or something fun like that. Because style isn't only what you wear. It's in the spaces that you love too. So whether your outdoor space is a patio, kind of like mine. Mine's like a mini backyard, or if you have like a big backyard, Macy's has the recipe to make it your ultimate oasis.
We just actually, we have like a tiny little patio. It's not a backyard. It's honestly, I wouldn't even consider it a patio, but we just got like chairs for there. We didn't get them from Macy's because we got them from free, literally for free from our neighbors. But it makes such a difference. It makes my house feel complete.
Yes.
So if you go to macys.com/ownyourstyle, you can find glassware, you can find decor, you can find outdoor ovens to keep the pizza dreams coming. Oh, we need to have outdoor pizza night. That's what we
really need to do, and I know Leif will be all up on that. I'm literally going, I'm running right now to macys.com/ownyourstyle to find the freaking outdoor oven for making pizzas, because having a homemade pizza night with like drinks and like, oh, that just sounds so fun and refreshing, and we can play games after. Now that's a summertime vibe that I'm down to get behind.
So for all your summer inspo you guys need right now, make sure you visit macys.com/ownyourstyle. That's macys.com/ownyourstyle.
Buying new books when I have so many unread at home. That is me.
It's true. And then reading 10, I get a book at Barnes and Noble and I read 10 pages. Like a little fun health book. Nutrition book, and I'm like, oh, this is so fun. I read 10 pages at Barnes and Noble. I go home, read 10 pages, and then I'm like, okay.
Then you're done.
I've seen what I need to
please,
see.
Please, thinking all guys want to rail me, including ones with girlfriends and wives.
Oh,
sis.
Rail? Come on. Being a nosy bitch. Okay, this is me 100%. I literally eavesdrop on everybody.
Me too.
Like at the nail salon, I'm like, my ears are perked.
100%.
My toxic trait is I think I can get annoyed at my boyfriend, but he can't get annoyed with me.
Oh, me. Totally. No, literally, I was thinking about how I'm like not a great listener sometimes to Leif. Like he'll be telling a story and I'm just like not super listening, or like I'm on my phone or something. And then today we were on a walk and I was talking. I felt like his tone was slightly off. Like he wasn't like fully listening. I'm like, that's interesting. And then I had like a moment of self-reflection where I was like, I am a bad listener, actually. I've been trying to work on it. But he is an amazing listener. Yeah. And this is the one time.
He's like got something on his mind.
Yeah. He's like faltered at all. And I'm like, interesting. Interesting. He's like, okay.
Interesting. Needing something sweet after every meal.
Totally.
It's not my fault. It's a must. My brain, literally, is like, sorry, you cannot continue your day until you get something sweet.
No, it's a
I
must.
Will literally go feral to find something. Like, if I don't have something, I'm like, honestly, post-mating.
Oh, I will drive anywhere. I will drive to the ends of the earth for a treat. You kidding me? A man can go from a 10 to a 2 if he tries to serenade me in the car. And I don't care if you're Justin Bieber, never sing again.
Literally.
Okay, if it's Justin, I'm down. If it's anyone but Justin Bieber, no.
I have one. This is naughty.
This of your own?
Yeah, of my own that I just thought of. When my husband, aka Nick, I don't know why I said that. When Nick is about to leave is the time where I feel the most, where I'll like do something like as if like I want to start something sexual. And he's like, Chelsea, what? Like I'm literally about to leave in like 1 second. But it's like,
I'm screaming.
I was about to post this.
That's TikTok, actually kind of relatable.
That sound that's like, the devil made me do. Like me like trying to have sexy time 2 seconds before I know he has to do the one thing of the day.
That's actually he's like so about relatable. To like
go surf or go play golf. And I'm like, oh, like making moves. He's like, Chelsea, I literally have an appointment.
Been trying for days. No, it's so true. It's like this little sense of like, what's it called? Like,
I can't have it.
Yeah, like they can't have it. So you're like, and you know they're not going to go through with it. So you're kind of like, cool.
no ends. Or what is like the word? Like no commitment.
Yeah.
Just something a little fun and toxic to do. Some of these, letting my dog eat my boogers. What does that mean?
It's giving sucking on mom's boob. Like, who are these? We should have done the anonymous. We should have done anonymous toxic traits.
I have a feeling that could have gone, that could get dark.
True.
Dude, keep that lightheaded. Lightheaded?
They were going ham. We unleashed demons when we did that anonymous question.
Wait a second.
Thing.
I think the person said about the mom sucking on the boob was lying because I saw a TikTok that was similar. So either that person is like trying to get it off their chest and they're telling everyone possible.
It might be one of those stories that have just gone
like
viral.
The train. Remember we got tricked with the train? One, two. We're like, you're kidding.
We've been freaking switched with switching babies at birth.
Okay, that one we knew immediately.
We knew immediately that was fake.
I always wonder what happened to my baby boy. Like, really, bitch. I know for a fact you did not switch your children at birth. That is such a lie.
We have been bamboozled a few times.
Yes.
But honestly, I don't care because of how entertaining it is. Yeah. But what I was going to say is,
if you believe it, it's real.
Someone actually messaged us on the What We Said thing, and they were like, the story of the whatever, the man sucking on the mom's boob, which, by the way, just go listen to our confessions episode if you don't know what we're talking about, because it is dark, but it's necessary. They were saying that story has surfaced, or has, like, what's the word I'm looking for, circulated the internet, but it is real because she, well, this is what this random girl said to me, so who knows. She said it is real. I actually know the photographer, I think, personally. And she said, and the girl's still married to the guy, which is, like, the most shocking part. That's what I heard.
Ooh.
Hey, I don't know. Don't shoot the messenger.
Drinking milk. Dairy milk.
I've been drinking cow's milk.
Like, from the I'm store sorry. In the carton?
From the udder.
Wait, what?
I'm kidding.
When you're in the sun?
Sick. Yeah, that's actually, like,
you're breastfeeding on a
freaking
cow?
That's actually, like, really, I should not have said that. Isn't that, like, something bad?
Sucking out, like, I don't bestiality.
Know. Yeah, like, I don't know. Things got dark for a second, just barely. I was trying to make a joke. No, I drank cow's milk recently because I'm not,
like,
drinking.
Are you telling
milk.
Me, like, you went and got whole milk?
Oh,
from
absolutely.
The grocery store.
Oh, yeah. Well, not whole milk. 2%? Is that worse or better?
Like, well, it just.
Or
like,
actually, I'm not sure what it was.
I want people to know from a local farm.
I
need to answer this question that people have to ask vegans. If you were alone on an island, would you eat meat and dairy to survive? What do you think I am? Literally, like,
a psychopath?
A psychopath, and I'm just going to kill myself? No.
I take that back. I did not drink it straight up. I had it, like, with things. Oh. I'm not saying I literally drank a glass of milk. I don't even like milk.
Oh, okay.
But I had it with a protein shake.
Your skin. I almost had to leave the room.
Because,
oh, that's fine.
Because sometimes I feel like, with certain things, I don't know.
You
but
have to. Well, what I'm saying about the cartons is, like, you have to get if you're gonna drink cow's milk, like, let's not get the overly processed cow's milk. Just like you wouldn't get overly processed oat milk or almond milk.
Well, that's what I was gonna say. Like, sometimes I'm like, if I'm going to choose and there are better options than what I'm referring to right now, but if I'm going to choose between oat milk that's full of sugar, gums, all this stuff, or cow's milk that's organic and local and, like, has literally nothing in it, I feel like that's better.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That's just, like, what I've been thinking lately. Yeah. And I'm not doing almond milk because of the, you know, almond sensitivity, trying to figure that whole thing out. I still love oat milk a lot. But a lot of oat milks do have just, like, shiz in them, which annoys
me. I was
going
to say, processed milk is processed milk, I feel like, if it's dairy milk or...
For sure.
Other one. So, yeah.
So you have to either get the, you know...
I've also been watching the show Alone, and if you haven't watched it, I'm not going to talk about it, but you need to watch it. It's on Hulu and Netflix, and we'll be discussing it at a future episode.
Okay,
I need
to watch it.
Literally having an alter ego when I'm hangry.
Me. Yeah. I am a freaking menace.
No,
when
here's
I'm
the thing. There's something wrong. I got to go to the doctor and, like, ask about this because my whole body, like, shuts down. When I'm hungry, I get, like, shaky, and I get. And I'm not saying, like, I've starved myself for a day. I'm talking, like, 3-4 hours. If it goes over, like, 4 hours of me not eating anything, I literally – something happens to my body. Like, my blood sugar drops.
Okay, I have to say something. And this is a toxic trait of yours and also a little bit of mine, okay? Yeah. Not prepping beforehand to not get to that point.
Yeah.
I've been better at this, like, sometimes, but it's like, okay, if you're going on a photo shoot, if you're going to something all day, which, again, I did not do this. I went to L.A., and I did not pack one snack or one drink for myself.
Yeah.
And I was gone all day. And I was like, oh, I'll just get stuff in between. And I'm like, finding parking. Like, it just was a mess. And I'm like, why did I not bring, like, a few snacks? I had my water. That's all I had. But I feel like if you know that you get hangry, which I am literally a beast when I'm hungry, you have to, like, pack snacks.
I know.
You have to have them.
I think the thing is that I don't go places that often. It's like I don't go for a full day that often, like for photo shoots or LA. It's like that's like once a month. And so when it comes to it, I'm actually I don't get that way unless I'm in a situation where I realize all of a sudden I'm, you know, without
it's like too far gone.
Yeah, because otherwise I'm great at snacking or like getting something, grabbing something, having something available at all times. But yeah, when I'm getting ready for something especially and I'm like already stressed out, I have like a million things to do, then I get going and I'm like, ugh. I forgot to eat. That was the last thing on my list and I literally forgot to eat.
Yeah.
And also my toxic trait is spending $300 freaking dollars at the grocery store and being like, okay, I'm good for weeks.
Then throwing it all away.
Has nothing to eat for dinner. I'm like, what? What happened to the food? What did I get?
Have you seen the TikTok? It's like changing of the guards and it's like him taking out his spinach from this week and yes. like putting in the new one.
Literally. Me with my baby carrots. I'm like, some weeks I go ham on them and I eat them all. And then other weeks I'm like, I didn't need a single vegetable.
I know.
You know, there's lots of things I'm working on, but I'm really trying not to shame myself for doing them, okay? Don't judge me.
Me?
For being hangry.
Me?
Yes.
Oh, I'm like, I will continue. No, I'm just saying, first of all, I know that all too well. Like, I feel like I get into a situation and it's like, I'm starving and then I'm like in such a bad mood.
But do you feel like other people get like that? Because when we did our
shoot, we talk about the difference is like we vocalize every thought that comes into our heads. I feel like other people can just be like, yeah, I'll power through it. And yeah, I'm like, no. I'm hungry. I'm thirsty.
No, this is what I'm saying, though. My body literally shuts down. Like, I've got to. Anyways, we'll see what happens.
Stay tuned. She needs to make a doctor's appointment.
Yeah.
Once I have my opinion of you, you quite literally have to move Mount Everest to change it.
Okay.
I don't want to cross you, girl.
Yeah. I hope you can't wait for you to find something wrong with this podcast.
Yeah, I'm scared. I'm scared, girly.
Letting my friend borrow something, but then being angry, anxious the whole time. That is people pleasing to a T. Like I've learned this the first time and I have never let people do it again. Like the first time someone's like, can I hold your baby? You're so in like a stranger. You're like, what? People actually do that? Where I don't know
who this is. A stranger asks you that?
Like, they're so cute. Can I hold him? You'd be surprised. You would be surprised.
Immediately, no.
The first time I'm like, okay, like, and then after that, I'm like, I'm never doing that again. Because like they're holding, I'm like, you're going to drop my baby. You're going to run away with it. You might have a disease. Like, I don't know what's happening. Yeah, you might literally run away with it.
Immediately no to that.
Yeah.
This one is incredibly relatable to me. Waking my significant other up when I wake up first, but getting mad if he does that to me.
Yes.
This is me. Y'all. Leif is in his independent era. He's found his voice. He's found his independence.
He's found his voice.
And he has been going surfing at the crack of dawn every morning. And here's the difference between Leif and I. He doesn't need like a ton of sleep. Like nothing. I was just telling him this. I'm like, you're annoying because nothing affects you. Like you could like eat horribly all day and get like 6 hours of sleep and wake up and just be fine. I would be like so fatigued, bloated, not feeling well, like again, vocalizing every thought, by the way, being like, yeah. I'm not feeling like myself today, like just talking about it. And he just is unfazed by things. So I had to have a serious conversation. I'm like, I love that you're getting up early to surf. Truly, I do, because I think it's healthy. It's great. You're getting in the water. You're exercising. I love this journey for you. However, like you wake me up every single morning when you get
up. Everyone needs a different bedroom.
No, literally. I asked him to sleep on the couch one night. I'm like, would you mind sleeping on the couch? Because like I am exhausted. And he fell asleep 2 seconds later in the bed. So he woke me up the next morning at 6.
Because oh, no.
The thing is also like I'll stay up late doing something, whatever. And then again, this man doesn't need, I feel like I need 8 hours. I'm like, if yes. I do not get the sleep, I'm a menace the next day. I'm a gremlin. Like you need to allow me the sleep. But he doesn't get that because for him, he's just like, it doesn't matter what amount of sleep I get, I'm fine the next day. And I'm yeah. like, somehow men are just...
No, they're built different.
Built different. I don't get it.
I agree. I'm the same way.
But so I'm trying to navigate that. I'm trying... What I told him to is I'm like, okay, maybe I can get up with you and like start getting up early and that would be good for me. However, we as a unit have to go to bed earlier.
Exactly.
Because for my sake, again, I'm like, hey, I'm sorry I have to literally control your bedtime, but I'm like, if I go to sleep way early, then you're going to come in and freaking wake me up.
Yep.
When you go to bed.
And cuddle me.
Oh, heaven forbid. Yeah. Not the spooning. I'm like.
No, no, no.
Like, oh, I love you so much.
Burning hot.
Ruined my night.
Is Leif like this? Like an actual furnace?
Sometimes. Not always.
Nick is literally in every way the hottest man alive. There must be a fire literally like burning within him because his body is so hot to the touch.
Really?
He's so warm at all times. When he gets into the bed, it's like, or he gets out of the bed, there's like steam coming off that side. Like he is so hot.
Y'all both need to go to the doctor.
Literally, we gotta get something figured out. So when he gets in the bed and I'm already hot and I'm already like debating on taking the covers off and he comes over and like literally I can feel the heat coming off of his body. I'm like,
that is not the vibe, especially in bed.
No.
No, no, no. thinking I can do everything. Gymnastics, I can do it. Golf, I would be the best. Juggling, yep.
Love to hear it. I love that mindset.
Love that.
When we were on the boat for Tyson's birthday, I looked at like how far were we from the shore. I have no clue. Miles. I'm like, well, I could swim. I could make it to the beach 100%.
Totally.
Love going to the dentist? Man.
That is an unpopular opinion.
Yeah. But the dentist loves seeing you.
I'm just rude to her for no reason.
No, I'm being serious because you're probably cheery.
Oh, true.
So they're probably like, finally, someone who likes us.
True. Eating all of my meals / snacks on my couch while watching TV. Tongue out emoji.
Same. I always eat them at my coffee table. Like I'll literally sit crisscross applesauce and eat on my coffee table and watch TV. And I feel like a fifth grader.
Healing your inner child. Just justifies like bad behavior as like, I'm healing my inner child.
Literally. Me sleeping in on Saturdays. I'm like, it's for my inner child. Me being hangry.
Literally.
It's for my inner child.
Ooh, this is me. If I start a new show, I have to look up everyone, who they date, net worth, ethnicity, everything. I am the same way.
Yeah, after how long they've been acting.
Again, I'm like, I am 2 years old. After summer, I turned pretty. I like looked all of them up, of course, on Instagram, looking at everything. And I saw Conrad has a girlfriend. And I'm like, just like it ruins the, you know, the essence, the vibe, because it's like, I don't know their ages in real life, but it's like maybe they could date in real life, Conrad and Belly. But, you know, he has a girlfriend. So it's not happening anytime soon. It's unfortunate. Assuming the worst of people before I know them. Okay. Like, that one is toxic, unfortunately. This one is not lighthearted. Oh, and same girl. Immediately giving a person a stereotype once I see them. Sis.
Okay. She's okay. Opening up, being honest. We appreciate your honesty.
We appreciate the honesty, for sure.
And we'll be sending you right to therapy.
I'm kidding.
Kind of. Needing to be liked at all times. Ain't this everyone? Is it everyone, though?
I think it's 99% of people.
I was going to say, what percentage of people do you think are people pleasers, actually? Like, where they really have to be liked at all times. They want to be liked.
90%. That I think it's extremely, you got that 10%.
Oh, I bet those 10% are unfortunately men. They don't overthink.
No, they don't. Ugh, so annoying. So annoying having to be alone in like your overanalyzing era. It's just like,
I know, come on,
like suffer with me. Suffer.
Misery loves company.
Literally with like the deepest things. Like the deepest, honestly, facts. Like the deepest, just like religious things. And I'm like, what do you think? Like, I don't give a crap. Like, cool.
It's like, sounds good to me.
I'm having an existential crisis. He's like, I don't really care. I'm like, awesome.
Literally. We kind of already said this, but the way that she said it is funny. Thinking I'm so ugly, but also that any guy who even just glances at me is in love.
Totally. Oh. If I don't get my way, sometimes I'm so chill and other times I'm so pouty. This is me. You know what I was thinking? I haven't been living my truth.
What?
Sometimes I'm a pouty. I'm a pouty queen.
You haven't been living your truth because you have been pouty enough, or you want to be? You
no,
want to be
more pouty? Like I feel like I don't ever admit that. Like I'm always just like chill, like nonchalant, like you know. As I just said, I overthink everything. But I'm saying, I don't know. I don't, maybe I'm wrong. I don't feel like people would perceive me as like a pouty, like, type of girl. But I feel like sometimes.
I am.
Really? Like with Nick?
Yeah, I was going to say, just with like my parents.
That's what I was
going
to say. Just with like Leif, like I'll be like, like just be like super annoyed. Yeah, that was actually very cringe. Like that might need to be taken out. That might need to be taken out.
Daddy, please. Daddy.
No, sorry. I didn't mean to really make that noise, but like, I feel like I get like, again, go back to freaking.
I look out the window. He's like, what, Chelsea? I'm like, no, it's fine. Whatever.
Looking out the window.
No, it's like, you turn like, your knees the other way.
In the car when you get an argument?
Yes.
No, it's like, I know this is what's bad. This is why it's a toxic. It's truly toxic is because you know you'll get attention from it.
Yep.
Like, I feel like sometimes if I need or want attention, I'll just be pouty and Leif will immediately give me attention.
Yes.
And I told him, I'm like, gaslights him. I'm like, that's a you problem.
That is actually the definition of gaslighting. I'm screaming. I literally will do the same thing though. I'm like, well, not the gaslighting part, but I will. My toxic trait is that I'll say I'm fine. Like, what's wrong? Nick, I'm seriously fine. Like, stop asking me. I'm fine. And then he stops asking me. I'm like, I'm like, I saw TikTok. It's like when you're about to say what's wrong on the fifth time, but he stops on the fourth. And you're like, I need to tell you. And then I'll like literally walk in the room and just start saying, I'm like, well, it really hurt my feelings. Yeah. Blah, blah, blah. And he's like, okay, you literally said you were fine a million times. Literally you yelled at me to go out of the room because you didn't want me to ask you anymore. I'm like, I know. Oh, now I'm ready.
So funny.
That's a you problem. No, I've said that to Nick. You've taught me. Like,
no, that's what I'm saying. I'm like,
you've enabled me.
Yes. I'm like, whenever I act on this, you give me attention. So what do you expect?
Nick literally will drop, he will literally do anything for me. He will drop anything he's doing to grab me a water bottle, to fill up my water, to grab me my phone, like anything. Especially when I'm breastfeeding, he'll like, can you grab me a burp cloth? Can you grab me my phone? Can you grab me like water? So anything. He will literally grab the drink off the coffee table, put it in my hand, let me take a sip, and then he'll take it from my hand and put it back on the coffee table.
Yes.
And then randomly he decides to be mad about it. Like, I'll be like, can you grab my phone? He's like, ugh. I'm like, sorry, how would I have guessed? How would I know that you don't want to do that?
Because right.
You've taught me. I'm like a dog and you've taught me.
Literally. You've I'm conditioned. Yeah. I'm conditioned to think that this is the like dynamic.
Yes.
Totally.
I'm spoiled. I'm a spoiled brat.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is me, but this is not you, JC. I know it isn't. Okay. I never remember where I park in a parking lot. Never. This is my most toxic trait, and we'll end with this one. I'm horrible at directions. I am so directionally challenged. I can never tell which way I came from, where I'm going, like, unless I have maps, no matter where I am.
I
always get turned around.
I don't think I'm, like, amazing with directions by any stretch of the imagination.
You're just better than me.
No, I think, again, I plan, like, when I'm in a parking garage, like, I just saw in my camera roll, like, I was in the Dear Media, whatever, parking garage. And I took a picture of where I was. Like, I took a picture of the letter or the number of floor I was on.
That's smart.
So it's like, and I pretty much always do that. Like, if I'm in or I write it down in my notes, I say like 3G is where I am or something. And then sure enough, every time I need it. Cause I'm like, I don't remember what level I was on or where, like what, letter or number. And so I don't know. I don't think I'm necessarily like so good at directions. I just like. Always think to take the photo because I know that otherwise I'll get lost.
But mine isn't necessarily even the parking. It's like everything.
Like which way to turn and
like
stuff?
Like if I go into a store and I want to go into another store, I'll come out of that store and be like, where was the store I just went into? Like which way am I supposed to walk?
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, I gotta go to the doctor.
Between that and getting hangry, you are broken.
I am broken. I need to be put back together. They're like, that is literally just a you problem. They said, your doctor, that's a you problem.
Thinking my spray tan looks natural.
Mood.
Looking at houses I cannot afford on Zillow and getting attached to one and then being sad when it sells.
Me.
That is me.
I get attached to houses that aren't even on sale.
Recently, I found my dream home on Zillow and it was $5.5 million. And I'm like, tell me how I'm trying to somehow, like, I was like, oh, it sold for over $6 million, by the way. And then they put it up for rent and it was so insanely expensive. And I'm like telling Leif, tell me why somehow I'm trying to justify this in my mind. Like,
yeah.
We could maybe make it work. It's like so astronomical. It's comical, but I'm the same way.
I say no worries a lot when in fact I possess all the worries. Oh, I did that the other day, actually, at a coffee shop I went to. There was half the seats are in the shade and half the seats are in the sun. And the sun was blazing hot. And I got a seat in the shade and I didn't have anything. Like, I realized I forgot my number. You know, they give you like a little number for your order. And I was like, oh, shoot, I forgot it. And so I had to go back inside and get it. But I didn't have anything to leave on the table to show that I was already sitting there, like, to save my seat. Mm. And I wasn't going to leave my phone out there.
Mm-hmm.
I go back in. Your phone? What if someone steals it?
I don't think they would.
Oh, you don't have the same trauma that I do.
Of getting broken into robbed. A million times? True.
So I go back in. Anyways, I come back out. And a man within 5 seconds had already, like, was about to sit in the seat. And he saw me kind of glance at it and then go to sit in the freaking sun. And I'm about to sit in the sun. He goes, I'm sorry, were you sitting here? And I literally was like, yeah, but it's fine. Like, I lost it. And he was like, oh, no, like, are you sure? And I was like, yeah, no worries. I'm sitting in the sun. I'm like, why didn't I just say, yeah,
that take was advantage of that?
Why do I do that to myself?
I did the same thing. It's that people pleasing, you know, mentality.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm seeing a lot of people saying, like, I get disgustingly hangry. I'm glad we're all in this together.
Hangry?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Correcting everyone when they mispronounce words. Yeah. I actually don't think that I.
You don't do that, that as much anymore. You've humbled yourself.
Yes, I have. When someone tells me a story, I have to tell them a relevant story about myself.
Oh, right. That's like, it's just a form of trying to relate.
It's true.
It has all the best intentions. I do that all the time.
I'm like, I do it too.
I just did, like, why did I say that? It was so stupid. I will actively clean up after you at my house because I can't stand any type of mess.
Honestly, I appreciate that.
Yeah, I was going to say, I never judge for that.
I don't watch any TikToks or reels anyone sends me. My BFF has sent me hundreds. Do you tell her you watch them or you just don't? Wait, do you watch the ones I send you?
Yeah.
I watch the ones you send me too.
Yeah, I watch everyone sends me.
Same.
Because I think if they took the time to send this to me, it's worth watching.
For sure. Always being right. Ugh, finally, someone I can relate to. Gosh. Analyzing movement and posture because I'm a chiropractic student. I promise, not judging.
Oh, don't watch this video. Oh,
do not.
JC told me I was hunchy before this.
I'm Quasimodo in every candid photo, so it's fine.
Tech neck. I got tech neck. It's coming.
Oh, my posture's really bad.
Yeah, so,
like,
so is mine.
I'm serious. When I see a candid photo, I'm like, that is not a confident queen.
Yeah.
That is Quasimodo. I'm literally like, it's so bad.
No, my neck is constantly down. Everything I do, I look down. I'm never looking up.
No, and then when I do this, I'll literally do like the bare minimum. I'm like, oh, it feels so good. I'm like, that should be a common occurrence of me stretching my neck. Okay, let's each do one more.
Thinking I get a reward for doing the most minuscule of tasks.
Okay, that's me.
Another one was like rewarding myself for a bad day, a good day, and an in-between day.
Totally.
That is me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I deserve a sunset at the beach tonight. Did nothing.
Here's the thing. You don't have to be deserving of that. Everyone deserves that.
True. And that's how you know it's time to be done because my phone died.
Oh, I'll end with one. Saying everything I want is in the budget, but husband asking for a $3 snack, going poor.
Okay, that is me. Oh, I'm toxic.
See, I literally buy like clothes, jewelry, anything, just constantly.
Yeah.
Leif's like, again, we've said, men, their passions and their things they want are always freaking expensive, I swear. But Leif will, like want something for surfing. And I'm like, really? And it's like something that's so like actually his passion and something he's getting exercise with. Yes. Meanwhile, mine's like a new Skims order every month.
Literally.
I'm like, really, babe?
He's me like, ordering a new pair of white sneakers every day. Nick asking, he's like, gets one pair of shoes a year. He's like, I think I need a new pair. I'm like, babe, it's really tight this month. He's like, do you see the packages outside?
Oh, that's so relatable. My husband wants a $3 snack, going poor. That is hysterical. Okay, thank you guys so much for writing in your toxic traits. That was fun. I loved that.
We love our toxic VVG.
We love our Valley Girls. Make sure you guys are following us on Instagram. It's at What We Said Podcast. We have our summer merch collection that came out. It's so, so cute, like we mentioned. We also still have our Every Jewels collab that's available. I'm currently wearing the Bi necklace. We wear our jewelry from there literally all the time. I was just at lunch with my friend. She had on the tongue out ring. Like, it's, you know, it's a moment. It comes in gold and silver. There's some necklaces, some rings, and everything's really, really cute and perfect for summer. So if you guys are interested, everything's on our Instagram and you can get all the info.
Again, it's also linked in the show notes as well.
Love that.
You just scroll right on down.
Okay. Well, we love you guys. Thank you for listening. And that's what we said.
Bye.